Australian students are falling behind on the international stage. That's the findings of the PISA report, a global review of educational performance. But why are we falling? And what do these rankings show? The Wire's John Ovan investigates.
In the last 7 years, Australia's world ranking on education has dropped below that of similar countries like Canada and Japan. It's a trend that has experts worried. Misty Adonyu is an associate professor at the University of Canberra. She says there are a number of different ways to consider the PISA results.
The question is on these rankings, is are we declining or are other people improving? In international rankings, we're always being marked against the performance of others. So we slip down, but that may be an indication of other nations getting their act together and passing us. Having said that, if we look at our internal results, so for example our NAP plan results, which are just us marking us against ourselves, we see that we're going nowhere in NAP plan. So we are marking time, we're not going forward, and in fact in writing the indication is across the board we're going backwards.
Alan Reid is an Emeritus Professor of Education from the University of South Australia. He says the assessment doesn't always compare apples with apples.
The tests don't compare like with like, so you'll see cities on league tables of what are mainly countries. You'll see, for example, Hong Kong and Macau and Taipei sitting up near the top of these league tables. If we just took an Australian city like, say, Canberra, we'd move a fair way up the ladder.
Alan Reid says the disparity of funding and opportunity is at the core of the problem.
Results in the PISA tests are declining very slowly over a long period of time. And one of the major reasons, I think, is that we haven't done enough to lift the educational outcomes of kids from the most educationally disadvantaged backgrounds.
Alan Reid says it's clear that funding is essential to restoring the balance.
For me, one of the major issues is the fact that quite clearly there are huge funding gaps between schools in quite affluent areas and schools in less affluent areas.
Alan Reid, Emeritus Professor of Education from the University of South Australia. Funding strategies, such as those proposed and enacted by the Gonski Report, are essential to delivering equity across all schools and are an approach that Corinne Haythorpe, head of the Australian Education Union, says is essential.
We think it's very important for the federal government to invest in our schools and to make sure that we have the full 6 years of Gonski funding so we can close the resource gaps, and that in turn will close the achievement gaps that between students who come from more advantaged backgrounds and those who come from more disadvantaged backgrounds.
Corinne Haythorpe says there is evidence of the positive effect of Gonski funding.
We have seen how it can make a huge difference for schools where they've invested in equipment for robotics or speech pathology or other intervention programs for their students. That's the difference between under-resourced schools and schools that have additional resources and what the capacity that they can provide these programs for their students.
Corinne Haythorpe, head of the Australian Education Union. The skills built in non-traditional subjects such as robotics can help students to be more competent learners in other areas such as English and math. The students gain confidence in themselves as learners instead of becoming frustrated with schooling. Alan Reid says access to these resources through better funding would have a large impact on our lower SES students and educational outcomes Australia-wide.
65% of students in Australian schools go to public schools, and yet 85% of students from low SES backgrounds are in public schools. That is, those students that we know need special support and assistance are largely in public schools. And it seems to me unless we increase education funding, and if we're not going to do that, we need to redistribute current funding, which means that some of the more well-off elite private schools will have to have a reduction in funding.
But Misty Adonyu has a different idea on how to level the funding.
My ideal, actually, would be that we just had a public school system. That would be the most beneficial way to ensure that everybody got equal access to education.
Misty Adonyu says there are other factors beyond funding that affect student results.
Kids in that low SES band typically don't speak at home the kind of language that's needed for success at school. So that's either because, you know, they could be native-born Australians who speak only English at home, but they speak a particular kind of English, so a very social ochre type of English. We can use the vernacular, and that's a fine kind of English for at home. It gets the job done at home. It gets you talking with your mates and down at the footy club, but it doesn't actually help you write an essay.
Misty Adonyu says that in terms of testing, it's these language skills that make all the difference.
As long as we don't pay attention to what academic language looks like at school, we will continue to not do well in these larger international tests.
Ms. Diadonu, Associate Professor of Language, Literacy and TESL at the University of Canberra, speaking to The Wire's John Ovan.